three, two.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful session tonight, do some healing. So because we're at the end of the week here, let's just do some emotional clearing for people. And here we go. So why don't you bring up the light being first, everybody, and we'll bring the light being up. If you're new to the program, just scroll down, click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch or so, bring up the light being. We'll energize her first. And here we go. Just kind of watch her as she changes. We'll bring in the females here. And very nice energy coming through. Okay, here we go. There we go. Okay, so let's do an emotional clearing. So let's go back 10 days. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Let's do a feeling body clearing. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days feels a little rough here, so we'll do some more clearing on that. Okay, there we go, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, some more energy there coming out. Okay, here we go. So 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Let's do that whole section again here. People have some feelings going on here. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared. That's why 7 days has some stuff here. A week from today, somebody has some issues. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do a mental body. Here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. I'm yawning here. 3 days ago cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do infection body. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace. So hi, and welcome everyone. It's Friday night, and we're live with Ron and the Creation Lightship. So if you'd like to participate, we would welcome you to either call or type in on the fast chat. So if you want to grab a pen and paper, I'll give you the phone number for call-ins on Friday night. And it's 888-228-4494. This is just for Friday nights when we're on Station 2. I'll give you that again. It's 888-228-4494. And you can also just contact us through the fast chat. Just bring up the fast chat by clicking on the link on our page that says BBS Fast Chat. And then you can type in a question, or maybe you have a healing request, or maybe you would like to experience some of the wonderful divine energies from the Creation Lightship. There's so many to select from, different colors and waters and oxygens and light beings and water beings and any kind of energy like that that you'd like to have Ron bring in. Just go ahead and type that on the fast chat, and we'll try to get to all of the requests tonight. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, for now, and then after a little bit, we can start taking up some of these requests, I guess.
Okay, so I will mention tomorrow is our once-a-month, 8-hour Ascension call for healing. Very, very nice. The cost is $60, 60. And you can still get on it if you wish. Just contact me. You can go and use PayPal if you wish. And that's available for all you listening. It's the time that it starts at is 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. And it's a four-hour conference call on the telephone. So you want to get a speakerphone. And the time goes by very, very quickly. It feels like maybe like 15, 20 minutes or so because you're in the present moment and the light beings do a lot of healing work with you. And then for those of you out there who've been on the previous 8-hour calls, you know how important those are. And this Sunday we're doing the second batch here, we'll say, of the shapeshifter life forms, extraterrestrial worms, parasites. And the main focus on this is also the shadow bodies. So a lot of people have experienced wonderful healings from that. And that call is also available for you. So you can contact me if you wish. And get online and get on and get these healings done because it's very, very important. Also, another good healing to get is the death barcode healing. The cost for that is $150 and takes about 8 hours of your time to do. So you want to be dedicated. Naturally, if you want to have these off you, I'm sure that you would be dedicated, but that's why it takes so long. These are not a light thing to get off of you. And that's an online healing. And then with that, right now what you can get on to is an additional 8-hour healing, which is going to take away a barcode that deals with your emotional stress. So we all know that stress kills people, and this also can take that away. So if you're interested, what you first do is the death barcodes, and then you wait maybe a day or two after doing that long period or even a week, and then come back and go in back into the page and then also do the emotional stress release. And you'll feel much, much better. So we're going to do another sample healing, and we're going to do a healing of part of the sensory clearing that I do. This is past life, genetic clearings. And the cost for that healing, if you're interested, is $200. And we go back to when you're first incarnated. So I'm going to pick a time here. I'll just pick the time of 22,000 B.C. And we'll clear out this here just to give you a little sample. So 22,000. And we're clearing that right now. There we go. So you may feel your body changing. Okay. Let's do 22,100 B.C. and clearing that out. Okay, 22,200 B.C. So you may feel your body changing. You might want to think about something that you're dealing with today. Remember, this past energy, even though it sounds like a long time ago, is stored inside of you. It's a program, and this has taken away the negative programs that your ancestors have given you. Remember, you are the total manifestation of their thoughts. So since you haven't never met them physically and shook their hand, they're still with you. And here we go. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so you mentioned the clearing that you're doing now for removing the death barcodes from people. And Dulcie had a question about that. And her question is, after you do that death barcode removal clearing, I guess on the, I think she's talking about the online clearing, then after a while, would you need to go back and do it again?
I don't think that's needed. Because at that point, you would be at free choice when you wish to leave here. So what you are, you're running a program controlled by the darkness of when they want you to leave. And when they want you to leave is already stored in your natal chart and everything else. So this actually eliminates the death barcode from the body. So you do have transmissions from planets, et cetera, doing this stuff, but the body already has it stored inside of it. So it takes that information that your body knows about and gets rid of it. This is what the clearing does. So it's not that you're going to live forever. Possibly you might, but you're definitely not going to be told when you're going to be leaving here. And most people have three barcodes. I have seen some people who've had maybe a few more than that. But basically, on the site, you go in and you first clear three. And each clearing is going to require 2 hours. So you do clearing number one, and there's three clearings in that. Then after you do that, then you go to the second barcode and do another 2 hours of clearing. And the time for that is 1 hour to clear the barcode, 30 minutes to release emotional trauma, and then 30 minutes after that, the third part of the clearing, to do spirit integration, spirit infusion. And then from there you go back and you do number three again. There's a drop-down box. You click on number three, and you clear that out of you. If you're intuitive and you can figure out that you may have a couple more, then you may want to do more, but you want to do them all in one setting. So if at all possible. But normally three barcodes is what everybody has. I'd say 5% of the people have maybe less than three, but and then the other 5% will have more than three. But three will get you going. And the first one is probably for most people the hardest as far as emotional trauma, because all of a sudden you realize that you're not immortal. And being a mortal being means that you're not going to live very long. At some point you're going to be dying. And so once you understand that and your emotional body takes over, bringing up all the emotions about not being here and what it's going to be missing, you might go through a little emotional roller coaster ride. This is why we have the emotional trauma release on it. And if you do find yourself going through a situation to where you feel kind of sad, maybe full of anxiety or something, you can increase the time in the box below, which is the counter, and you can go up to 99 minutes on that. Otherwise, you have to re-click on it to do 30 minutes. So you can increase it if you wish. So that's available if that's needed for you. Not everybody needs more than 30 minutes, but there are some people that do feel the sadness, or maybe they've been dealing with an illness for quite a while. So you want to read the page, the instruction page, a couple of times over before you get started. The page is located on the left side of the menu bar, or menu location. Go underneath Alien Attack Removal, and it's the last healing there, which is the alien death barcode, and click on that, read the page, and then you must go to the bottom of that page to log into it. So you use your PayPal, pay that, and then go to the very bottom to log in. And that's the page needed for this login. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, boy, we have so many questions on the fast chat, Ron, about how some of the aspects of that clearing work. So I'm going to just ask you these questions. Let's see. So Heal is asking, like, when you're doing the barcode clearing, I think it's related to this anyway. She's asking, is it okay to use a pendulum for guidance? I guess let's, because I'm not sure if she's asking about the clearing, let's just answer it that way first, and then we can answer it in general.
Well, what I'd do is just strictly do the clearing right off the bat. Don't get involved mentally with it. Remember, you're clearing away mind patterns. And so it's possible that the mind patterns may interfere with your guidance, we'll say, or whatever's making that pendulum turn. So just go on blind faith and allow the light beings to do their work. And then from there, if you feel a little bit of stress or something, then do the emotional one over again. A lot of people feel fine, and they just continue on and then go to the next one. But you know, you do probably want to maybe take a shower after each one, possibly every 2 hours. That might make you feel better. You may not want to eat heavy foods. You know, that's a possibility too. So it's kind of up to you, whatever your body feels like. But everybody that I've talked to almost so far, at least I'll say at least 90% of the people who've contacted me say that they feel much younger, they feel lighter, and they have a whole new lease on life. So that's the comments that I've been getting from people. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So also, Heal is asking how many minutes for each, I guess, subsection of part one on that clearing?
Already automatic there. Once you do the first part, which is the clearing, It's preset for 60 minutes. So the first part that you do, which is a little button you click on, and they go from left to right. The first button is set up, and it says step one underneath it there. And that one's for your clearing to release the barcode. And then the second little button that you click on the in the middle there is step number two, and that one's for the emotional trauma release. That's 30 minutes unless you wish to have it longer. I would first just do 30 minutes. It might be fine for you. And in the next part, so right now you're in at one and a half hours. The third part, which is the third button to the right, the last one, is spirit infusion. That one's also for 30 minutes. There's really no need to have that longer than 30 minutes. That's all that's needed. So the only one that could be variable for you that you may want to change will be the second one, for emotional trauma release. You're not going to know about that until you do that particular clearing. Like I said, if you wish to increase it up to 99, you can. It all depends how you feel. But from there, then after you complete that, you're in a 2 hours, then you go to the drop-down box, click on it, and go to number two. It'll say 02. Go to 02 and do the 1 hour again, and then go to the emotional clearing in 30 minutes, another 30 minutes for spirit infusion. Very, very simple. Just
okay, Ron, so, great. I think we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
So do we have a caller here?
Hi,
Larry.
Is that you, Larry? Yeah.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Yes, I had a question, Ron, and that was the T.K. Rowling's. She wrote the Harry Potter books, and she wrote about Lord Voldemort and Harry Potter and the suppressors. They sound a lot like the shadow bodies. They drain peace, hope, and happiness out of you. And then they said the more they kill, the more they feel they will achieve immortality, what you were just talking about. And I'm wondering if they're sort of picking up on our vibrations, and maybe other sources picking up on our vibrations of the light concerning the dark forces that are prevailing over the dark forces.
Yeah, that's a very good way of looking at it. I would say that'd be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very good, yes. So they are bringing stuff out. Sometimes a lot of the movies that are out there make the darkness look very nice, because people naturally are into self-empowerment. And so they get their self-empowerment from the darkness, because they see people doing these special things, which is not of the light. And people's egos, you know, fly right into that, and they really want to have that. This is why I say, if you see a practitioner talking about mystery school teachings, you know, run, don't walk, because you don't want to get hooked up to that negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And could we have a sample, Ron, of, I see the mind clearings. Could we have a sample of maybe the memory, something within the mind, the memory connection with one, with the memory connected with itself? Could we, is there a clearing like that that we could ask you a sample for?
Well, let's see. I could probably do a clearing that works with your spirit to heart connection. Would that be okay for you?
The spirit to heart, yes, that would be good. Uh-huh.
Okay, and I could also do the mind of the body one. That's normally generally used for people who have a physical condition and they want to have more of a connection made between the mind and the body to get rid of the darkness. So, we'll first do the spirit to heart connection to strengthen that. We'll go back 10 days, and here we go. So 10 days ago, cleared. 9 days, cleared. 8 days, cleared. This is actually like a spirit infusion, so I'll just use that. So infusion 10, infusion 9, infusion 8, infusion 7, infusion 6, infusion 5, infusion 4, infusion 3, infusion 2, infusion 1, and today. There we go. Now we'll do a sample of the mind of the body clearing. And this brings in more of the energy so that the mind of your body, which is not in your head, we'll say, your internal communication throughout your whole body can be enhanced. And this is needed for those of you out there who may have a physical condition. You want to get this clearing, and that's also online here. So here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And I'll disconnect people from the grid line that they're living on. People like having that clearing. And that's also on the website under online healings. So here we go. If you do go to the online healings, you have to go through, read the information. And I believe they start on the third page there if you wish to sign up for that. So here we go. This is a grid line which is holding you in place by not allowing you to move forward in your life, keeping you like a prisoner at your house, at your workplace, the town that you're living in. So here we go. We'll clear it out for 10 days for you. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So all that we're doing here is cleaning out darkness that's basically permeating everybody here that's connecting to them, either against your free will or cleaning it out because you connected yourself to the darkness through a dark side practitioner and or maybe somebody doing a spell or witchcraft on you or something, or just thinking bad thoughts about you. It's all the same. It's all mind energy that is controlling you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have some questions about the additional part on the death barcode clearing that you added recently to the clearing, which is the additional barcode of the, I guess you call it the stress barcode. I'm not sure if I have the name exactly right.
It's emotional stress, yes,
So it's a separate barcode release for the emotional stress that's related to the death barcodes.
Yes, it's not necessarily related. It's a separate clearing that takes away your emotional stress. That's a barcode that can also cause you harm. So I'm giving people who get on it for maybe a short amount of time here two clearings for the price of one. So it's a completely separate clearing because it is a different title. So you can have two clearings for $150 to allow yourself to move out of more of the darkness that's going to actually terminate your body. This is what these clearings are for. So you first do the first one. It's a whole different, whole separate clearing. And then from there, when you're ready, like in maybe a few days to a week, then go back in. And again, it's going to take the same amount of time. This is for the people who are dedicated for wellness, okay? Not everybody wants to get healed, remember. A lot of people may run the other direction because they're afraid to live life here. They like living in the stew that they made for themselves, and they're afraid to move out. This is all for self-empowerment. So after maybe a week, then to get the time again, put away 8 hours of time, and do the same clearing again, but it will be for your stress barcode. Like I said, not everybody needs this clearing. Everybody, the body needs it, but not everybody really needs it because they may not want to get out of their misery. So this is why the light ship gives you free choice, free will. You may want to be controlled by the planets and the dark side, and that's perfectly fine because the light doesn't judge that. These clearings are here for only those who wish to partake in the energy to help themselves out, to be out of the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I believe it was Mike that was asking, when you do that second clearing, the one that you added, do people usually have three of those that they need to do also?
Do
three in a row?
Amount? Yes, I do the same amount that you did before. So do three
of
those.
Okay, so if you had four before, then do four?
Yes, and then do four, yes,
Okay, great. And then I believe it was Joni was asking on that one, do you have to do it straight back-to-back as well, just like on the death barcodes without, breaking for a day or something?
Yes, that is correct. You want
to
get on. This is why not everybody wants to be dedicated to put that time aside. So this is what you have to do if you wish to have this clearing, It's something that you have to really want to do. and to take the time, maybe a day off or something, and to sit down and do it. Remember, the dark side will come into you and tell you how you can't have it done, how maybe $150 is too much because you can't afford that because you have to go out and do something else. But this clearing is, if I would have known about this clearing as far as releasing people, this is what I would be doing first before the emotional clearing. This thing is very, very important. And just by people's comments and how they feel afterwards, they're changed completely. Remember, you lose your energy 10 years prior to your first death barcode. So you could be sitting in that right now. You could be sitting with the energy maybe 5 years into your dying process. Maybe they plan to actually take you out in 5 years, and you wonder why you're so sluggish, why you feel tired all the time, why you have a problem manifesting stuff in your life. You know, it's because your body now is on the downhill slope. And once the body realizes that it only has 10 years to live, it's going to give up creating life for itself because it knows that it's going to be not here in 10 years. You can't override that naturally. That's why we have three listed there and many more. But it all depends on how, you know, your body is able to sustain and want to live. This is your conscious choice. So this is why this clearing takes 8 hours of time out of your life. You must be able to want to have this clearing. And if you think it's too long, then by all means, don't do it. Because it's so important that your mind may tell you that it's not needed, you don't need it, you did muscle testing, or you got a pendulum out. Everybody on this planet needs this clearing. But you have to have the time and maybe even take the time to do it. It's that important. So back
okay,
to you,
great.
Sylvia.
So just to make it very, very clear, so then basically the first thing somebody would do would be to start the death barcode clearing, and they would start with the first one because most people have three of these death barcodes.
Yes.
So they do the death barcode number one, followed by an emotional clearing for that, followed by a spirit infusion segment, and then they right away start with the next death barcode with its own spirit emotional release and spirit infusion, and then followed right after that by the clearing the third one, and some people might have a fourth, so you just basically go at it straight away till you're done. And
that's
then perhaps wait like 5 days to a week and then go back on and clear another day to be able to do this, go back online and then start the emotional stress barcode clearing and do it the same way that you did the first death barcode clearing by going, you know, back to back through the whole clearing process until you're done.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, it's very, very simple. You just need to get the time to do it. You know, most
yeah.
of the clearings that we do, when I do either online healings or even, private ones, sometimes the online ones take less time to do than what I do physically here in person. Some clearings I've done has taken me up to 4 hours working with somebody. Most take about an hour to hour and a half. But this one is an eight-hour session. It'll take you 6 hours minimum, and if you have to do some more emotional trauma release, then give yourself 2 hours. You can pause in between each one, and if you want to just eat something, you know, and or take a shower, that's fine. But eating something doesn't mean going out to eat out of your house for 2 hours and an hour drive and whatever. It means just getting something out of your refrigerator, eating it for like 10 minutes, and get back to that computer, okay? So, and I recommend taking a shower. That definitely helps you also get rid of some of the energy around you. So back to you, Sylvia. Any other questions that we can go to on the fast chat here?
Yeah, well, I'd like to just ask one more about what you were just saying. So basically, if you're home and you're doing this clearing, then should you be in front of the computer for the whole time? Can you be, you know, going, doing anything else in your home at the same time, or how does that work?
Yeah, you could, but remember, you have to get back to your computer in a timely manner because the first session ends in 1 hour.
Okay.
So it's not going to start doing the next clearing until you actually physically go there and click on the little button and start your clearing. And if you wish to do, you know, additional emotional release, trauma release, or even spirit infusion, you can. It's just going to put you into a longer time. But the spirit infusion is not needed more than 30 minutes, okay? And the barcode release is not needed more than an hour. So the life.
So the only one with the variable time is the emotional part.
Emotional one is what you may want to vary. If you feel
and that's only if you're feeling difficulty emotionally.
Right. That's only if you have a problem, you know, emotionally with something, you know, because the energy is you're going through. Okay, let's just take a person who's a feeler, a very sensitive person, okay? They're going to start this healing, and in the first hour, you're going to feel death leave you, okay? Now, how's that going to feel when death leaves you? It might not feel good. Maybe you might actually see the script, the scene of you being in a hospital, hooked up to tubes and everything else. You might actually even see your death scene. Depends how sensitive you are. Remember, this is a program that the light chip is taking out of you. The program is basically already made for you. You're just on the script, okay? And so instead of being on the last page of the book of your death, you may be on page 50. Maybe there's 300 pages to it. And so you're going to be seeing or could see all those pages from 50 to 300, okay? Some people are very intuitive, and they can sense what's going to happen to them in the future. So you, as you see that and experience that, your body may not like it, and you're seeing your future. This is why you can go on and have the additional clearing on the emotional trauma release if you need it. Now, if you're just a regular person, not too sensitive, I'll say, you know, a standard person who's maybe doing it 95% of the people won't really feel too much, okay? They can go on to the next part and just go right on down, and just like it's, you know, very easy. But there are people that do feel heavy, do feel the density, and they want to do more of the emotional trauma release. This is why I recommend having 8 hours of time put aside, so you do have an extra 2 hours in there to have more releases. But the first barcode should be the one that's really going to take you over, because that's the one that's the strongest.
That certainly makes the whole process make a lot more sense, and I'm sure that that really helped a lot of people on the fast chat to understand more too. You know, I forgot to say to see if Larry was still on and if he had any more questions or if he was done. I'm so sorry, Larry. We got carried away with that other one. Are you still there, or did you hang up? Sounds like Larry must have hung up. So we'll just say thank you so much, Larry, for calling in with your question and your healing request. That was great. So if anybody else would like to call, you're welcome to do that. The number is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And maybe we can just take a little break from that topic and have some divine energy from the light chip, some oxygen maybe, lighten things up just a tad.
Okay. We have a question from Joe. Yes, Joe, you have to sit by the computer to operate it. So that is yes. As far as, you know, let's say that you want to clear, for instance, maybe a family member, maybe your mother or father, we'll say, is elderly and they're in the hospital, and you want to do a clearing on them, you have to stay by that computer to operate it. You have to click that button each time. And naturally, because this is being done, you might actually feel that death energy leave you. And I'll describe that. You say, everybody in your life around you, whether you know it or not, is having this death cold process. Now, if anybody in your life is within that 10-year time frame, you will feel and sense, without having this clearing, you're going to sense that they're going to be dying if you really tune into people. Next time you go out to a shopping center or the grocery store or whatever, kind of look at people, and you're going to see people that are in that 10-year death cycle, okay? And you're not personally going to want to be around them. You're going to notice that, but you're going to say, oh, this person doesn't feel quite right to me. I don't want to be around their energy. They have bad vibrations. Why? Because they're reeking of death. So if you do a friend of yours, a family member or something, and they're involved in this 10-year time frame, you will start to feel this energy yourself, and you will also feel it get lifted off of you. So you may be sitting there right now listening, and you feel depressed because maybe one of your parents is 75 years of age or something, and you kind of sense that they're not in really good health, and you're hoping that they live to be 100, but you don't feel that they're going to make it. So you're actually feeling their death energy coming into you because you're connected to them. Once you have that clearing done for them, all of a sudden that energy leaves them and also leaves you because everybody is psychic. Everybody does tune into things. And so this is why it's so great, because everybody around you lightens up and you feel wonderful because this energy is off of them. So you are responding to it whether you know it or not. So, and you have to be on the computer to do it. So, you know, again, it'll help you if you do it for someone else, because you're going to realize that they will have that code too. And that death energy normally starts around 10 years before their death barcode is activated and could take the body out, okay? You can bypass that, but that's the first time that you have a chance from the dark side to kill you, basically. So that's it, kind of in a nutshell. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then just to reiterate, because we have a few asking about this, you can do the clearing for others. The other person does not have to be there or even know about it consciously, because their spirit is always going to say yes to the light ship. So let's say you have an elderly parent or a child or someone that you want to do this clearing for, you can do that, but you have to be the one to operate the computer and stay there for the length of time that the clearing takes. And Ron Marie is asking, if you feel heavy and sleepy during the barcode clearing, is that a sign of the density that you're running into?
Oh, yeah. You're probably dealing with it head on. So, yes, that's probably what you're feeling, is the density from that. And it will go away when you're doing it. This is why you want to do the emotional trauma release afterwards. So, yeah, the heaviness is the energy leaving. And it's very interesting. The energy of the show right now, I can feel the denseness of it. And so what I'm feeling is everybody's anxieties coming forth, and I'm sensing the barcodes in everybody, okay, coming forward. And remember, the body does not want to die. You ask anybody's body, do they want to live? Unless you have a really bad problem with a lot of pain or something, you know, your body ideally wants to live a long time. So what I'm feeling with everybody is this anxiety, which is your death barcodes, and like you're probably saying to yourself, geez, you know, maybe I'm 35, do I have one coming up in 10 years? You know, maybe I'm 70, and geez, am I like, do I have like 1 foot in the grave, another one on a banana peel? You know, how close am I to death? Well, you know, these programs are in you, and you know when they're going off if you really tune into yourself. But what I'm feeling on this show is that the anxiety level is very, very high, and that's because the anxiety, your spirit now knows, and your body knows, mainly your body knows, forget your spirit, your body knows that it has a chance to get well. And I'm sure it'll try to do all that it can to get you to have this clearing, because it knows it can live longer. So what I'm feeling is the anxiety, the pressure from people, wondering what's happening, and since we're bringing up the death process here, you know, this is a way to get out of hospice, you know. You're able to heal yourself and to live longer. And just think, everything that you'd have and connect with as far as illnesses or bring into your life, which is our site program to have you catch and get, could be eliminated just by having this clearing. Because the dark side is running a script in you, a program to catch something, to get hit by a car or whatever. This takes that energy away from you. So, you know, for me, it's a very important clearing. Now, I don't have any fear of death myself. I have none. You know, I already went through, I've had 27 death barcodes on me. So I don't have any problem at all, you know, dealing with this situation. But a lot of people may have that problem, but the whole thing is your body is full of anxiety because it wants to get healed, and this is what I'm feeling from people. So back to you, Sylvia.
So would this be an appropriate time to do a little anxiety clearing?
Yeah, we could do that. Here we go.
Okay.
Everybody ready? So we're going to clear the last 10 days. So 10 days ago, cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that's anxiety. Let's do a trauma clearing. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Let's do a stress clearing. Here we go. 10 days cleared. Oh, man, this is a big one. I may have to do a special clearing for stress, an online clearing for this one. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared. Gee, many. 7 days cleared. A lot on 7 days ago. That would be last Friday for anybody. Here we go. 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that whole thing over again here for stress. 10 days cleared, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. I'm going to do a planetary clearing because the planetary energies now are really trying to connect to people to activate those energies here. Here we go. 10 days cleared, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Remember, the planets are connecting to you to say why you don't need to have this clearing. This is how they work. They're running a special program because they want to still control you. So if you haven't had the planetary clearing, it's a must. It'll help you out a lot. You can look at the different planets and not be afraid of them any longer. So here we go. I'll do it again for 10 more planets until we equal 20. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Marianne wondering if you're home doing the 8-hour conference call, the special one that's coming up this Sunday, can you multitask? Can you do this other online clearing at the same time?
No, not at all.
That's too much.
Not at all.
Going on.
Turn off your unplug your telephone, turn off your cell phone, turn off your TV. You know, this is for you. Like I said, not everybody is going to want to do this because they're not dedicated to life enough. They'll figure out a way not to have it or to get interfered with. You know, this is, you know, special time for yourself to do the clearing. You know, cut everybody else out of your life and do it. This is what it's designed for, and this is how you want to do this clearing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Could we do an empathy body clearing sample?
Sure. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I didn't do a sensory body yet. That's also a sample clearing. So sensory body, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That one feels pretty good to me. So the energy now is getting lightened up. I'm going to do the planets again here. I get another 10 planets off you. People, remember, there's thousands of these that are connecting to you. Number 1 cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared, 4 cleared, 5 cleared, 6 cleared, 7 cleared, 8 cleared, 9 cleared, and 10 cleared. So that feels much better. You should feel yourself lightening up now because the planets are now being disconnected from you. They don't want you to have this clearing. That's the negativity coming in. They have the programs in you. And this is why you want to have the planetary clearing. So if you feel better right now, it's probably because of taking the planets off of you that are connected to your horoscope, your natal chart, and they're giving you that information of when your body's dying. So that's basically it. Get these planets off of you also. It'll help you. And you want to get rid of those barcodes so the planets cannot reconnect to you. That's why this clearing is so important. Remember, they can also connect to you by alien races, too, because the barcodes is kind of universal, and it can be connected by other things. Once they're out of you, they can't find you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Before our time runs out, I think it'd be good time to make the announcements that you have about tomorrow and this coming Sunday and next week Sunday.
So tomorrow is the 8-hour ascension call. Very special. We put in, we have a room that does amber blood. So you have a golden blood in your body. A lot of healing work is on this call. It's 4 hours in length. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern. The cost is $60. We do this call once a month, and it's normally the third Saturday. And then we have the 8-hour call coming up the day after, which is Sunday. And again, it's a special call. This one here is very unique. And we're going to be doing the energy. This will be on the 19th. And this is mainly for shadow bodies. It will also include, though, physical healing. It will also include shapeshifters being released from you. It will also include extraterrestrial life forms, the worms, the parasites. You can go on the website, if you wish, and go into the alien parasite removal and kind of get your feet wet on that. I had two shows here on BBS on the archives if you want to experience what these things are. One of the shows, I believe, is, let's see, I think it's 10-10 of last year. And then we had a show 11-30 of, I believe, 07. So 10-10. 08 and 11-30-07. Is that correct, Sylvia?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yep. And just those two shows will show you what it's like to have these little critters released out of you. So if you would like to have them out of you, then come on the 8-hour call. That's the one way to get them out. And you're on the light ship continuously on these calls. The people who are on the call last Sunday are still on the light ship. You're in quarantine, and they're working with you. And this is, you know, like a marathon healing intensive. And, again, it's just kind of like a must almost to do, and you will feel better. If anybody wants to call in who was on that call right now and just maybe mention, you know, maybe a minute or two of what it was like, you can. If the people listen to what your experiences were, that'd be wonderful if somebody wants to come in and talk to it about it. For myself, it just, you feel lighter. You feel like, you know, you're kind of hollow. These things leave you. You stand up straighter. You can think better. I don't know. What's your experience, Sylvia?
All of those things, plus being able to move a lot more fluidly, like the joints, it just felt like weight was lifted off. I noticed, you know, eyes more open, like the more present, much more feeling of the spirit being able to integrate into the body and hold more light energy in the body. So wonderful, wonderful results all around. Let's see, I'll try to pick up a couple more of these questions before we run out of time. We have Eve on the fast chat asking about what the, on your list of clearings, Ron, what is the sexual clearing about?
That deals with maybe relationships with people. Mainly it's, you know, your own sexuality, having troubles with that basically. So that's kind of that in a nutshell. It could be
so kind of a whole lifetime. It clears, you know, the energy related to that.
Yes, in a sense, if you've had any problems sexually, with maybe having somebody, you know, perpetrate something on you, it can clear that away. It clears away judgments toward the opposite sex, or even the same sex. So it's just a clearing about sexuality. So that's what it's designed for. And then we also have it, I think, as a seven-generational one also. So it's just clearing that people ask for, and you can do that. It's a nice clearing.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just like
also,
one all people could use.
Addictions, too. So, you know, but it's
and then there's the relationship clearing.
Yes.
So the relationship clearing would deal with more of the non-sexual aspect of the relationships?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Great. Way back, I think, at the beginning, we had a question from, or a request from Suzanne, if there is some kind of healing sample that would relate to cancer.
What I would say to do is to go on the calls that we have.
The conference calls?
Cancer, by all means, get on the Monday and Friday calls, and then also do these intensives, because these critters can bring that and give that to you. So, but if not, at least get on the Lightship calls. We go to the Lightship for 1 hour, and those we go on the calls on Mondays and Fridays. You may want to go on and do the water charging. You could request healing for that with the water. And so that's what I'd recommend doing. But you do want to go to the Lightship. So, you know, get on the conference calls. They're only $20 for an hour. And so, you know, those are Mondays and Fridays, and they start at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern.
And the Lightship has all those wonderful healing modalities and things there. It's just fantastic. And, like, for example, we had a conference call today just before the radio program, just some wonderful, wonderful clearings and special rooms that they brought us into for all kinds of special clearings, like the one today was where they applied a silver kind of a waxy type of a gel to the whole inside of her mouth so that silver could just permeate all through your gums and your teeth and your tongue and your mouth, and it felt so incredibly healing. And then they charged a glass of, or activated a glass of water with that silver energy in it to drink, which was phenomenal. And then what was the amethyst or violet energy that they did after that, Ron, that was so great?
I'll just bring that energy in right now for everybody so you can actually experience the violet energy. It's a violet healing room. So here we go. Just maybe close your eyes, sit back, relax. Here it comes. I'll count to 10, and we'll have it with us for about 3 minutes here. And I'll put some music on so you can listen to some music and just actually feel the energy coming. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. well, wait, we're on Friday, aren't we? We can go a little bit longer on Friday. This is great. So, if you do want to come on the calls like this weekend, you can do it absentee. You don't have to physically be on the call on the telephone. You can check in now and then. But I do have a lot of people who just can't, maybe they're working, they can't take Sunday off, but you can be on it absentee. And if you do come on the call, or both calls absentee, just know that you might feel your body going through different changes, because you will be on the light ship, along with being here. So you're going to be physically in two places at once. And sometimes you will feel, like on the Sunday call, you might feel a lot of energy changing with you, and just know that's perfectly normal, and that you're on the light ship, and they're watching over you, and everything is fine. So you could be absentee. I have people who are on that as we speak right now who have wanted to be on the call. So I just have them listed here, and we go to the light ship on these days. You're taken up automatically. So don't look at the time of having the dark side tell you that you know, your parakeet is sick and you can't come on the call. You can. You just have to contact me. So let's run it over a little bit, Sylvia, because today is the day that we can stay on a little bit longer. Anything else
great.
To cover here? We'll probably maybe another 10 minutes. That sound fine with you, Sylvia?
Yeah, let's talk about some more of the wonderful healing on the light ship, like with the conference calls. I don't think we talk about those enough. Because the healing rooms are just so spectacular in the way that they're always coming up with new things, like that silver gel for the mouth today, and it's just amazing to experience. I love all the pain release modalities that they do, because it seems like, Ron, when you go to the light ship, they can just kind of really gently just peel those layers of pain out of your body, and then I guess we're not as prone to attracting entities if we're not in pain. Would that be true?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, remember, the pain that you have right now, if you're experiencing pain, you know, you also had prior pain. And all that pain, all the energy, you know, as you may know as I talk about this, you know, is always with you. It's stored inside of you. And just because you're not feeling pain right now doesn't mean you don't have it stored in you. So you have a body that's full of pain, and you need to get that body cleared out. Otherwise, it could recycle that pain. And you may wonder why. You know, you have an accident, and it's not, you know, that big of a deal, but you maybe wonder why the pain is so intense. And maybe that's because you brought forth the pain, maybe from maybe hitting your elbow or something, you know, from 30 times before that, each time you hit your elbow. Now, you know, each time it gets worse, and you go, wow, I just barely touched it, and it hurts more. Well, it's because the pain is accumulative each time you deal with an event. So you wonder why it hurts so much. Well, it's because you're experiencing the pain, you know, one on top of each other, of maybe 30 events of having an accident. So remember, everything is with you in the present moment. You're living all the lives of your ancestors, including this life, all at one time. And so for some people, that gets kind of weird, very hard to understand. But I could tell you more simply that you're living your life right now of this whole day. So whatever you're experiencing during this day, if you had a bad day, maybe somebody yelled at you at your job place, you know, 5 hours ago, that's still with you. You are still experiencing that trauma right now, because you didn't release it. So just compound that for your whole lifetime. And so most people don't understand that. They think because they got out of something, it's no longer with them, that, you know, wow, I got rid of that and it's gone. It's still with you. This is why you want to have these clearings, to be free from the past. And this mainly is the reason why we have the unlimited usage on the website for $50 after you have your first clearing. Because you need to get your whole lifetime cleared first, and then you go on the unlimited for $50, so you can go on it all the time. And a lot of people go on it probably 3 times a day. This is what I recommend doing, especially on the emotional ones, so you can stay and keep balanced, keep centered all the time. Remember, because this whole place is an emotional planet. This is what the dark side lives on, is emotions. So if you want to get out of that scenario of being on that emotional up and down roller coaster ride, ride being like a cork in, you know, the ocean with a big storm, you know, going from one extreme to the other. You know, you need to have that clearing daily so you can balance yourself out to live a nice life here. So this is what this website is about. The main thing that it's about is to clear the darkness out of you. And so you can have and hold more light. If you don't get it cleared out, you cannot do that. It's impossible. And this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to help humanity. And the whole thing is for self-empowerment. Once you get yourself cleared out, you're able to hold more spirit energy with yourself. And in fact, we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop now. So here we go. If you're new to the program, we're going to count from 10 backwards, 10 to 1. And think of your forehead as the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor is the heart. We're going to drop down your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you think with, and put them into your heart. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we're going to run some heart energy into you right now. Here we go. And I'll count to 10 again. 10, 9, 8. Your heart should be opening up. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Taking away some negativity. Okay, we're going to do a spirit infusion now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll put some music on again so you can feel your own spirit in your heart center. And here we go. Just sit back, relax, and feel your own divinity here. For healing. If you have any concerns in your body, request a healing now because your spirit now can listen to you because you're in your heart center. Thank you. So let's do another sample clearing for everybody. And let's do one on their ankles. So we'll just, this is how some of the clearings that I do work. People call me up and they say, Ron, I have this problem with my body. So what I'll do is an hour session for them for a particular problem. So here we go. We'll concentrate on your ankles right now. And again, if you're new to the program, the way these healings work is that your spirit works with the light ship to heal you. If your spirit's not in your body, the healing will not work. And so what happens is the light ship works with your spirit. That's the conduit for your healing. And like I have mentioned before, the healing ability, the intensity of the healing, is determined by your genetic belief system. So here we go. And how much you're in your body. Are entities taking away your healing? So let's take away entities first. So we're going to work with the entities in your ankles here, taking them out. Okay, and only get so many of them out in a short amount of time here. And I do also a personal entity clearings for people. That can also be done on the website. Normally we get out about maybe at the most two a minute. Normally about 1 a minute is what I do when I take out entities. And after doing maybe two sessions with people, 2 hours of entity clearing, getting out maybe a couple hundred of them, typically your life changes too because you're more in control of your life and your eyes become brighter. In fact, just look at yourself here in a mirror after these VBS programs here, even on the archives. When you listen, your eyes will become brighter. Okay, entities are released out of your ankles. Now we're going to put some energy into your ankles for healing. We're going to invoke your spirit to help with this process. Now, this is done automatically, but I'm just talking to you out loud about this. Normally, I don't talk about what's behind the scenes. I just go right into the healing. But your spirit now is being, in a sense, attuned to the healing energies from the light ship. And here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll put another song on for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it again here. Some energy is going into your ankles for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just a couple minutes here of healing for you. Again, request healing from your spirit. You might want to walk around and just see how you feel. Online, I believe, so we'll just continue on here with this healing. So, who's online?
Hi, Ron. This is Kyle. How you doing?
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the shadow body removal, how awesome that is.
Okay, well,
great.
What's your experience, and how do you feel afterwards?
Well, it's just incredible how, like you said before, we don't know what we're missing until we get it back. These shadow bodies are just incredible what they do to us. It was like when the dark side cloned our spirits with this dark shadow energy, I didn't realize how much mind energy was involved until a lot of these shadow body energies that are out of the now, and this dark energy is basically trapped in time, space, like future, past, trauma, drama, thoughts, and patterns, just started leaving like a bad movie. And I've seen all these, like, bad movie scripts. I was thinking that's my life, and then it became apparent that that's, I guess it's my life in a way, but it's really the duality shadow body's life. and it wasn't my spirit running in my body, and it was their scripts running the show out of the now, like our spirit runs in, not with my spirit in control. And I think it's really neat that my body just threw away a whole bunch of that script just from the one that I got on, and how huge of a difference it has made. And it helps me feel what 100% light now energy more feels like, and being in the now, and how all this time duality stuff we're in right now is just totally the opposite of what real light is, and how crucial it is for everybody to get on these calls. I mean, it's just incredible what we're missing, and we have no idea. And I just want to thank you so much for being here to do all this for us. And I could keep talking, but I just wanted to help.
That's great, Kyle. Okay, so what I hear you saying, sort of between the lines, is that let's just say that out of your current age, whatever you are listening, okay, we'll just say that you're a young person, we'll say at the age of 20. It's possible that out of those 20 years of living here, maybe you've only actually been on the planet maybe 5 years out of the 20. And that
the shuttle bodies were actually in place
for 15 years. And all that crap that they gave you, the illnesses, was actually them. And now you're suffering from it as they left you the baggage to deal with. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And we have no idea what's really causing our problems. We just keep on looking outside ourselves for answers, and that's not going to work. We got to go within and get our spiritual in the now power back and get rid of this stuff through the creation lineship, and that's why it's here. It's just so incredible. That's right on. It's just incredible. This whole show's been great, too. Everything you do is just right in the now, 100% energy, in the now energy. And the light only works in the now. And if everybody could just get that firmly in their heart and get heart forms instead of thought forms in their head, controlling their body from whatever it is, everything just changes completely different than what we think it is. It's just incredible.
That's great, Kyle. Yeah, I appreciate your calling.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron.
Very welcome. So you're right on, Kyle. You hit the nail on the head. Just that people have to understand how vital these clearings are and what we're doing. And like I said in other shows, that not everybody even wants to have them because they're too controlled by the darkness. They don't know about them. They won't listen. They don't understand. They don't have a clue, and they don't want to even get a clue because they're run by the darkness energy. So this is why a lot of people, like I say, it's very hard, if not impossible, to change somebody's belief system because your ancestors are running you. And everybody else's ancestors are running them. And when you try to tell somebody some truth, those implants go off. All the genetics, you know, maybe over the last 50,000 years, 100,000 years of somebody living here, says, no, that can't be true. And the reason why is because those people have a self-fulfilling prophecy. They have not ascended yet. And so all they know about is darkness. They don't know about the light because their body was not available for the light ship to take them off this planet. So they missed all the ascensions every 2,000 years. So like what I say, if you've been here for 50,000 years, then you have missed 25 ascensions. Very simple. You divide 2,000 by into 50,000, you already missed out on 25 ascension times. You know, that's why you're here. This is why the planet is overpopulated. And you know, looking at it like you probably would, is, you know, the people chose darkness in place of the light. It's very simple. Doesn't matter how you chose it or how you're being controlled, you still have the opportunity, like you have right now, to come into the light, to have yourself going through the ascension process. So it's just very, very clear, very simple. For me, it's just like a no-brainer. Either you choose to come into your heart to understand what's happening, go by the teachings of Jesus, don't go outside of yourself. You know, the kingdom is within, and this is what the whole thing is. Take the Bible, take the word Father out of it, put in creation lightship, if you're you know, a Bible student, and right away you're going to have some aha's happening. And this is why he came. You know, like I mentioned before, he, you know, had a lot of his teachings work on deaf ears. Why is that? Because, you know, the dark side control people. They already missed, you know, the prior ascension, so why not miss another one? So, you know, what we're trying here, again, the same thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. The light ship came in 2005, and I see her again for a short amount of time to help people out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for calling in. I know you hung up, but I just want to say thank you. It was wonderful. And like Ron said, you hit the nail on the head. And let's see, we have a wonderful comment also on the fast chat from Hi, and they're saying, since the sessions, the feedback is that I am looking peaceful, relaxed, more loving, and a lot less emotional. So that's awesome. And, you know, I wanted to mention, because earlier on the fast chat, someone was talking about how they were really enjoying the music that you were playing. So I wanted to let everyone know what that CD is called. It's called The Whisper, and the artist is Jauncey G. That's first name is Jauncey. It's like Johnny with an S between the N and the Y, so J-O-H-N-S-Y. And then the last name is just the letter G. So it's altogether, it says Native Influence by Johnny G, or Jauncey G, and then The Whisper. And he has a website, which is www.thewhispermusic.com. So you can just go to thewhispermusic.com, and you can buy this particular CD right on there, and he's got some others as well. So there you go. And back over to you, Ron.
Okay, let's just bring in some peace energy. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. Look at the light being on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in some peace energy. And we'll just close the show this way here. And remember, we have the call tomorrow, Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific. You can come on absentee if you wish. And 4 o'clock Eastern. And our 8-hour call is also Sunday. So here we go. Bring in the peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. That starts on at 9 o'clock, Station 1. 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. So I'll put some music on here as we close down here. So we'll say blessings to all of you. And just have a wonderful evening. Sit back and relax and enjoy the light beam and the peace energy. The peace energy will be with us for about 45 minutes. So straight up on the hour, the energy will leave. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Night, all.